Hi, I'm Sarah Lee, and joining me is my
Juliana.
Co-host.
I talked over you.
It's fine.
No, it's not.
And welcome to Murder and Psyche Podcast, a podcast where we dive into old and new cases and try and figure out why the killers did it. We are here for you every week with a new case, and if you would like to recommend any cases, you can check out our Instagram or Twitter, both at Murder Psyche Pod. We also have a YouTube channel if you would like to check that out. Disclaimer, there's a brief mention of suicide. Viewer discretion is advised. Now let's get into the episode. The case takes place in Hammersmith, England, 1804. This all starts in November of 1803, around 10 p.m. A woman was walking home when she was met with a tall, ghostly figure. Upon seeing the ghost, she attempted to run away, but the ghost caught up with her and she fainted. After a few hours, neighbors of the woman found her and led her home. Sadly, she went to bed that night and she never woke up. This incident scared many because not only was there a possible haunting, but this ghost was capable of killing the living. Dubbed the Hammersmith Ghost, its story is believed to be the lost soul of a man who had slit his throat the year before, who was, quote, very tall and very white, end quote. Others reported stories of them seeing the apparition, and some being attacked when they were near or in the Hammersmith graveyard. With these claims of the Hammersmith ghost, few became suspicious of the ghoul. One of the locals claims they had seen the ghost discarding a white tablecloth, then running off. Despite few skeptics, many in the community feared the Hammersmith ghost and jumped when they saw someone dressed in white. During this time, bricklayers adorned all white clothing. One of these bricklayers went by the name of Thomas Millwood. Thomas's wife warned Thomas about the potential dangers of continuing to wear his uniform, but Thomas dismissed her concern. Sadly, her concerns would come true.
I would like to add that the title Sarah has for the next one is Drunk Boy Strikes.
It's very accurate.
I mean, it's accurate, but it's funny. All right, continue.
On the night of January 3rd, 1804, after a few drinks, a local man, Francis Smith, set off to hunt down the Hammersmith ghost with his shotgun.
A shotgun?
A shotgun.
It's a ghost.
A ghost.
With a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
I, as you do.
Yes. While ghost hunting, Francis came across Thomas working. Francis shouted, "Who are you and what are you?" Then shot Thomas before Thomas could reply. Upon realizing he hadn't shot a ghost, he took Thomas to the Black Lion Inn. Sadly, Thomas was no longer alive once they reached the inn. Quickly after the murder, Francis was held in custody for, quote, willful murder, end quote, on January 11th. Francis was put on trial for the murder. During the trial, Francis used the defense of believing Thomas was a ghost in self-defense. They really went hard on this defense by providing 9 different witnesses to help. Many questioned if someone could kill another with Francis's defense. The jury attempted to reduce the charge to manslaughter. However, the judge, Lord Chief Baron, was not having it. Baron informed the jury, quote, that according to law, he could not take that verdict, as they were not at liberty to find it, that they must either find the prisoner guilty or not guilty. Generally, there being no circumstance in the case that could reduce it to manslaughter. Also during the trial, a man came forward stating that once he pretended to be the Hammersmith ghost to scare his co-workers. He did this to make them stop telling his children ghost stories. Anyways, on January 13th, the jury found Francis Smith guilty of murder and he was sentenced to death. Although this case is rarely talked about, it set a legal precedent in the UK of whether or not a person can kill another if they believe the other person is a supernatural being. or if a person can be acquitted of a crime if they aren't fully aware of the situation. While the first question hasn't ever been answered fully, the second question has been. In the 80s, a man was charged with assault when he believed a man was being attacked by another man. In reality, the man being attacked was being arrested for theft, and the man charged with assault got his charges dropped because he misread the situation.
Interesting.
To this day, the Black Lion Inn still stands with a plaque reading, quote, "A public house has stood on this site for well over 200 years. Originally a piggery, it is reputed that the pig farmer started brewing beer for himself and his friends. This proved so popular, overtook his agricultural interests as his main occupation. The Hammersmith Ghost started haunting Black Lion Lane in St. Paul Churchyard in 1804. One night, an excise officer, Francis Smith, filled his blunderbuss with shot and himself with ale before killing an unfortunate white cloth bricklayer, Thomas Millwood, whom he had mistaken for the ghost. It was the Black Lion Inn that the body was taken in an inquest held later.
All right. Interestingly enough, while I was researching this case, I found out that the case at the time got so much public action because it was in London. It's like not in London, but on the outskirts.
Yeah, it's really close to London.
But this was before it was a very more urban area. So it's just like on the outskirts. It's like a little town, but it got so much publicity for like the person being like, hey, I thought it was a ghost, that they reported it to the Crown. Mm-hmm. And apparently she was like, yeah, it's fine. No, I'm not. I'm joking. She said, oh my God, where is it? Okay. So it said, this is a quote from a website. This is by Kelly Buchanan. I butchered that. It's fine. It was in 2015 and she did research on it and she found out that there was so much publicity that in a little over 3 weeks, Smith received a pardon from the Crown. And he only got a year in prison.
Damn.
They said.
Because the judge was not having it.
No.
He was like pissed. He's like, you really went out there, grabbed a shotgun, and thought, I'm going to shoot something that's transparent.
Well, technically, that's like really the only reason he got out of it. Because of the Crown. Because the jury voted on it. And then the judge was like, overruled. Because... There's no evidence to suggest that it was just manslaughter. He, like, killed him.
He killed him with the intention of killing. He went out. He sounds like a hillbilly.
It does, kind of.
He's like, I'm gonna fix this shit myself.
Yeah, basically. But, I mean, also, in terms of, like, psychologically, the 1800s was, like, the prime time of, like, supernatural beliefs.
Because of God. Everyone believed in God, so if a ghost was haunting, then it was a sign of... I don't know if that's true.
Not even, like, religious, like, Salem witch trials, all that stuff. People were just in the supernatural, and they didn't have the technology to, like, get clear evidence of whether it was true or not. So, and, like, if you saw something unusual, it was supernatural.
You're like the devil.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like,
that's the devil's work right basically. There.
So, like... And then also law enforcement like tried really hard to like crack down on it. Like, but this is a time way before technology. So this is when law enforcement had to rely on manpower, circumstantial and testimonial evidence and just like intuition. Mm-hmm. And this small town, and it has really windy lanes. So like you can't monitor who comes in and out of every place because it's like this.
Yes.
And it was just a recipe for a disaster. But I understand why he shot, because like there is a murderer out there like hurting people.
It's a ghost.
It's a ghost in their eyes, but whether or not it's a ghost or not, it's still somebody hurting people.
That's true. But like the articles I read were trashing the man.
Oh, they yeah. Like,
yeah, he really definitely went out with a shotgun to shoot something.
No. It's definitely true. Like,
they were like, you're fucking stupid.
No, he was also drinking. So, he was not in his write mine.
No.
Neither am I, apparently, because I can't talk.
But are you willing to shoot someone if you believe they're
no!
ghosts? Okay, good.
Different. Also, like, in terms of, like, European law, like, this brought to light the question of, like, whether or not a person acting with good intentions / good faith should still be, like, convicted of murder with a mistaken belief, but they had mm-hmm. good intentions in mind. And at the time, they didn't really deal with it, but it set a precedent for, like, future cases and, like, what self-defense was. Because, like, before then, when people killed people, like, the law was just like, yeah, we just prove who killed the person. But this was different because it was like, yeah, I killed them, but I didn't know they were them. So it was, like, set a precedent for, like, self-defense in terms of, like, yeah, I did it, but I didn't mean to do it that way.
That's stupid.
Yeah, because most of the time it's just like, yeah, who done it?
Who did it?
And then this case is just like, well, I did it, but
I thought he was a ghost.
I thought he was a ghost.
I call bullshit.
I feel like he was just drunk and was just like, hey,
we're going out and we're gonna kill a ghost, boys.
Yeah, well, I think they re-brought the precedent up in a 1983 case called Regina versus Gladstone Williams. And this is in, I believe it's, yeah, it was in the England and Wales Court of Appeals. Hmm. And it was about, like, mistaken circumstances where someone had misinterpreted a situation and acted violently to protect what they thought was a person who needed defense, but it was like the other way around, and so they just assaulted yeah. somebody. But like, they just set a precedent that, like, if a jury came to the conclusion that the defendant believed or may have believed that he was being attacked or that a crime was being committed and that force was necessary to protect himself or to prevent the crime, then the prosecution may have not proved their case. So the prosecution had to be more careful and be like, no, we actually need to make sure we're proving the right thing, or he can be acquitted.
Because that's true.
This one person had to do a retrial because, like, they convicted him of a wrong thing.
He was trying to protect someone.
Like, this is not first degree murder. Like, it's self-defense, I guess, but, like, mistakenly. It's like, you're the wrong person.
Yeah, like,
what? It was a confusing case, but basically someone was trying to rob.
Oh, that's the case I was talking about.
Yeah, the same case. That's what I'm talking about, the same case.
Yeah.
But this is, like, the conclusion they came to in the Court of Appeals
in England, like, and Wales. He didn't commit it.
Well, they were just like, you need to redo it because the prosecution is not strong enough to prove exactly what you're saying in text.
Yeah.
You need to prove that he did manslaughter.
Assault.
But he didn't do it willingly, so you can't prove, like, mm-hmm. intentional assault and give him, like, such and such years when it doesn't fit the MO.
When he thought someone was being attacked.
So yeah, exactly. So, basically. Also, like, whoever was pretending to be the ghost, like, in the Hammersmith case, like, why?
He came forward and said, I pretended to be the ghost to scare my coworkers because they kept telling my children ghost stories about the Hammersmith ghost.
Yeah, but, like, haha, funny. But, like, what?
How is that gonna scare? If anything, I feel like that would cause them to talk about the ghost more and be like, I actually met the ghost.
Well, like, conspiracy theory time. Like, I don't think it was one person.
No.
Like, there's no way. Like, people were just like, haha, funny, and then just, like, started doing it. I'm like, what are you doing?
There might have been, like, an actual ghost.
No,
but I don't think
there are cases that were violent, and then there were cases that were just, like, spottings.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I feel like it's two different, multiple people, because people were just messing around at that point.
You're just like, how many people can I scare with the white cloth?
Yeah, you know, like, teenagers, like, even in those times.
People didn't live past their 30s in this time.
It doesn't matter.
So all it is teenagers.
No, it's not. I'm just saying majority. That, like, teenagers could have, like, played with their friends and be like, oh, ha, I'm the ghost. Or what?
I guess so.
But, like, with my friends, but not in the streets.
Where I could get shot by a drunk man.
Well, like, the man who's just like, I want to wear my uniform. Like, that's just so bad. He's just trying to, like, be a good worker.
His poor wife, she was like, I knew this would happen.
Like, she's like, I called it. Like,
that'd be sad.
Well, I felt bad. Like, when I was reading that he got, like, the crown came in and was like, it is fine. I would have been like, as the wife, I'd have been like, you shot
my husband.
Exactly. Like, I don't.
I would have been fuck the crown. You're staying in jail.
Exactly. Like, I would have been so mad.
I find it very funny that immediately they just sentenced him to death.
No, immediately they were like, death.
And they're like, guilty. Okay, how much? Death.
And then I like that, like, 3 weeks later, the crown was like, never mind.
You get 2 years.
You get like 1 year. And it's just like, one.
One.
For manslaughter, basically.
Even now for manslaughter, we charge a lot.
No, we do. And they would have... Back then... They went straight to death. Like, what?
They went straight to the guillotine.
They were like, you're going to die.
See that petty theft you committed?
Australia.
We're going to steal your head now.
I feel like I just... Okay, never mind.
What the hell?
Well, back in the day when they had their prison system was sending people to Australia. I need to do more research on it. But if you committed, there's like certain crimes that if you committed it in England, you would get sent to Australia.
That's like in America when we had the 13 colonies.
Yeah, well.
The bottom colonies were just prisoners.
Yeah, yeah, so exactly.
I know the only one was Georgia. I don't know what the other ones were.
Here we go. We're going off topic.
Off topic.
Anyway, sent convicts to work according to their skills, planting seeds of the first European settlement to colonize the Australian continent. So I want to see, they would get sent to
Australia
for like the weirdest reasons. The 19 crimes. Yeah, there's 19 crimes.
Grand larceny, petty larceny.
Okay, look, it was literally like the so the 19 crimes were grand larceny, theft above the value of 1 shilling, petty larceny under 1 shilling, you would get sent regardless.
Yes.
So buying or receiving stolen goods, jewelries, plate,
armor.
Yeah, like armor or like probably blacksmith.
Stealing lead, iron or copper, or
buying or receiving, impersonating an Egyptian.
Why Egyptians?
I feel like, I feel like you need context for that one.
Yeah.
Stealing from furnished lodgings. Okay. Setting fire to underwood. Oh, so like wood you weren't using.
Oh, okay.
Stealing letters, advancing the postage, and secreting the money. Okay. Assault with intention to rob. Stealing fish from a pond or a river.
How do you steal fish from a pond or a river?
That's my pond. Get out. That's my pond. Stealing roots, trees, plants, or destroying them. Bigamy.
Assaulting, coating, or burning clothing.
How do you assault clothes?
You put that shit.
Counterfeiting the copper coin. Okay, yeah. Clandestine marriage. Stealing a shroud out of a grave.
Okay.
Yeah. Watermen carrying too many passengers on the Thames, if any drowned. So like when they took people on the Thames River to cross it, and if there were too many people on it,
and
somebody drowned, they could get. That's very specific. I don't know why. Incorrigible rogues who broke out of prison and persons reprieved from capital punishment, imbuing naval shores in certain cases. Like, this is very specific, and you just get sent to Australia.
I'll go to no,
like outback. Have you seen?
I thought about it, and
have
I was
you seen
like, you know,
Spider
what?
Season.
I know Australia. You're really pretty. If we do have any Australian Spider. Listeners, but oh my god, the creatures there!
I would want to go. I would want to go and meet up with someone who like lived there, so I would know where to go. Because it would scare me to be like alone and like uninformed and uneducated about what to do. Yes, spider no. season. This is not snow.
That is my worst nightmare.
That is spiders. Look at that. Look at that.
That is my worst nightmare.
The
I
trees.
Would cry. I'm good.
Tell me when spider season is and I'll come up a different season.
I would rather. What is it not spider season?
Spider season in Australia. We'll see. I would like to say I'm getting this information from National Geographic. Let's see what they have to say. Spider webs quote the countryside in Wagga Wagga. I'm sorry if I butchered that. Australia in March 2012. Last week, the tiny spiders we love. Like, why? Okay, last week, which was a while ago, I think, the tiny spiders again descended in the millions in the same region of Australia. So it's a certain region.
Is it?
I feel like it would be all over. Why would it be millions just in one section? Then again, I don't know how big that
It's the southern tableland region. So like here-ish?
I guess.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's scary. Because the middle part is mostly...
Outback?
Outback, yeah. Scary. I would love to learn about creatures that there, but I feel like being out in it would be too much for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. I'd have to go and find out if I was. I feel like the city isn't that bad.
No, I feel like there's lovely. All right,
off topic, but...
Is that the end of your analysis?
That is the end of my off-topic analysis.
Okay. If you would like to check out anything we discuss, check out our Instagram and Twitter. Over there will be our sources, photos, and additional material. Have a lovely rest of your day. Stay safe, and we will see you next time. Bye!